at this time. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy is in the New Testament portion of your Bible. If you get all the way towards the back and see Hebrews, go left, and you'll get to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Going to concentrate in two different verses this morning, verse 14 and 15 of this particular passage of Scripture. And I want you to have a pen. I want you to get a pen, and I want you to write this down first. Get a pen and write this down. I've had the privilege to worship in two different churches, one in Page, Arizona. Page, Arizona. The town was started a number of years ago because of Lake Powell. That's become a tourist attraction for those residents in Utah and Arizona. And then last Sunday we were in the church where I was baptized, where I was married, where I surrendered to the ministry, where I was licensed, where I was ordained, where I dedicated our two girls to the Lord, won my first person to the Lord, preached my first sermon, but never had one. Never one thing I've never done there was to baptize. I apologize for doing this at this time, but it's an absolutely necessity for me. So forgive me. Is not alcohol. My body has been through a lot of different things during the 2.5 weeks, and I'll not get into that, but I'm a little out of kilter right now. Well, you're like that all the time, but a little bit more. So it was really neat. We were in Summer Baptist Church, and not planning to be there that morning, but we wanted to give Mr. Beck a early birthday present. He turned 87 yesterday, so we arrived in their church early Sunday morning. So we had the opportunity of being in those two different churches. So this is what I want you to write down. Maximize what you can do. Maximize what you can do. Maximize what you can do and minimize what you cannot do. Maximize what you can do and minimize what you cannot do. Now, I'm not sure how far I'm going to get this morning. I have not preached in 2 weeks, although the individuals I've talked with thought that I preached to them, and the reality, I really didn't preach to them. So because I've missed 2 Sundays and each sermon is 45 minutes, an hour and 45 today, I'll be preaching 2 hours and 25 minutes today. That's 3 Sundays worth, and I do want to give you your full money's worth, so just teasing. But I want to encourage you today in intentional growth. Intentional growth. It has been my observation in Arizona, Utah, Nevada, South Carolina, and Georgia. My observation is that something is happening. It's happening to American people. And there are some intentional things happening, and people are not knowing it, maybe for a lot of different reasons. Maybe it's something that we don't necessarily want to dwell on or think about. But there is not much growth happening. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily church growth. I'm talking about personal growth. Now, today I'm concentrating in 2 areas because those 2 areas is what I have observed, not only just recently, but I've observed for a long time, where the adversary seems to hit believers in. So the first thing, Brother Bobby, if you don't mind, look up Luke 2:52. And I want to give you the premise of growth from Jesus' point of view. I think it's a great idea to always look to Jesus. Let me say that again. I always think it's a great idea to look towards Jesus. I believe that he ought to be the sole source of our life as believers. I make no apologies for it at all. So in Luke 2:52, listen to this verse. Thank you, Bobby. There's four areas in which we grow. We grow in wisdom, stature is another word for physically, and favor with God is spiritually, and favor with man is socially. So there's four areas in which we are to grow in, and the two areas that seems to be happening across America, the two areas that the Lord just kind of put it together for me this week that go together is the spiritual dimension and the physical dimension. The spiritual dimension and the physical dimension. That seems to be the two areas that there's no intentional growth happening. People are not thinking about it in those terms. Wisdom, educationally, people just, of course. Socially, man, how many Southern Baptists don't love fellowship, amen? You know, I mean, that's just a part of it, right? Just a part of it. But then right in between there, the physical and the spiritual, sandwiched in that verse, are the two things that seem to be lacking, amongst the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Lord just made it really sensible to me. For example, Satan wants to accuse you, right? He wants to make you less than what you are. He is a roaring lion. So, if he can make you feel spiritually unfit while physically some things are happening in your life, guess what you're not going to do? You're not going to grow spiritually. You're certainly not going to do anything physically. Now, I started the message, maximize what you can do and minimize what you cannot do. Now, this intentional growth is for you. Is for you and not someone else. Please do not compare yourself to anyone else. That's what Satan wants you to do. We're not doing that today. We're not trying to do that today. Now, Satan wants you to, because what is Satan's plan? Satan's plan is to make you feel what? Miserable. Inferior. You can't do it. Yes, you can do it. So here in the verses, it says, keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is no value and only ruins those who listen. Verse 15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Stop. A number of years ago, a ministry was in this church and across the board was Awana. And Awana stood for approved workmen are not ashamed. It was a great, great program. Approved workmen are not ashamed. And it seems to me that what is happening among Christianity is the absence of taking care of us physically results in the absence of taking care of us spiritually. And both, ladies and gentlemen, are going hand in hand. It is sandwiched in that verse. In wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with man, and right in the middle of that are these two categories which seem to be lacking among the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet is the two areas that, if you will, are the foundational areas for even wisdom and for socially. And when we negate those other two will soon be neglected. So, what the Lord had kind of put on my heart is to talk about intentional growth. It takes me a long time to figure out things. I mean, it just took me until a couple years ago to, I was wondering why the Lord blesses. Why does the Lord bless so much Hope Ministry? I mean, goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. He blesses Hope. And I didn't know why until 2 years ago, and my wife said, you know, remember what the pastor said in New Jersey? You guys are so intentional. You're so intentional. What it means is we intentionally share the gospel and intentionally give an opportunity for people to respond. Amen? And what is lacking is the intentionality. It's lacking. It's lacking in our churches. I saw it in the church in Page, Arizona. And I couldn't help myself, Fawobi, but I did it very lovingly. When the pastor did not give an invitation after he preached a great job, lifted up the name of Jesus Christ, and then just closed the service. Oh, my goodness. I had to talk to him, and I did. And I intentionally confronted him in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and encouraged him to intentionally give a commitment. And he said to me, and I quote, "I just don't know how." So I gave him some pointers. I got his name. I got his address. I mean, I got his phone number, and I'm going to call him this week. I want to intentionally encourage him on how to be more intentional. Amen? What happens with Christians? Christians are not being intentional. You understand why? Satan doesn't want you to be. He wants you to be in your own circle. He wants you, you can't offend anybody. Well, everybody else is offending us. Give me a break. Give me a break. Man, you don't have to offend somebody, but just the name of Jesus Christ offends them, so get used to it. Fawobi was teaching today, and he mentioned this verse. It says in chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be what? Will be persecuted. If you mention his name, they will not like it." Who cares? See, some of you care too much. You care about people more than you care about your relationship with the living God. His eyes range throughout the whole earth to see whose hearts are perfect to him. God wants to bless you. God wants to use you. Oh, he does. You and I. It's our heart. So let's go to number one. I haven't even gotten, that's what was my introduction. Oh my goodness. Now John just looked at his watch. I should have asked, what are you used to in the last 2 weeks? You, and the second Sunday? How long? All right, 12:15, okay, all right. So what I want to do, what the Lord's put on my heart, is to give you the word best. Best. You see there in the NIV version it says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. So what I want to do is I want to take the word best this week and next week. Don't get too alarmed. Some of you are already checking me out. Says, man, that's that long for the introduction. How long is it going to be? All right, now. So what I want to do is I want to take the word best and I want to craft this intentional growth for your life and my life. Number one, build your own growth plan. Build your own growth plan. Please understand, it is absolutely incredible. You can talk to Siri and ask Siri whatever you want. Last night, I was listening to Dr. Charles Stanley, and Cindy says, "How old is Dr. Charles Stanley?" I said, "I have no idea." She says, she didn't know it was bothering me. She says, "He looks so young." I don't know if she was looking directly at my wrinkles in my forehead or not, but we're teasing. But she says, "He's just got a young face." I hit that button. "Hey, Siri, what do you want?" Whatever. "How old is Dr. Charles Stanley?" Pop right up, "Dr. Charles," I mean like that. He's 86 years old. Now, how many of you knew that? How many even care? Okay. Anyway, all right. I mean, it's amazing, right? It is amazing the technology that is at our fingertips. And you can ask Siri, "Give me a program for spiritual development." Now, you ought to be careful about that. A number of those plans don't have much about reading the Bible. They'll tell you, "Go and read all these other books." You know, just what I'm trying to encourage you on your spiritual program is that you ought to read the scriptures. You ought to read the scriptures. Hey! Hey, everybody! One verse is better than zero. Now, I know that some of you are so important and you have so much to do that you're talking to God, says, "God, I got so much to do. I don't understand why you've not given me 28 hours in a day. I mean, I'm working for you, and yet you're working for him, and you never," watch this, "you never check in. You never check in and get his advice." Woohoo! Woohoo! You heard what I said. You never check in and get his advice. "Well, Pastor Ben, what do you think about this?" "Well, what's the word got to say?" "Well, Pastor John, give us your input. What's the word got to say?" See, the word is better, and not to minimize what Pastor John is trying to say to you. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to maximize the word. The word in your life and my life. So if you only have a little bit of time reading his word. Hey, on that phone, it also, I don't know if it's on your phone or not, but I was noticing about a number of months ago on Sunday, I don't know why it does this on Sunday, it says, "You were on the phone screen time." Is that, you get that too? Yeah. Okay, you've been on the phone screen time this amount of time. Does everybody else have it? Everybody has an Apple. All you need to get Apple. That's all I got to say. You know why? It is a truth teller. Hello. Now, I know some of you are reading the scriptures on your phone. Okay, I understand that. But most of us aren't, as I look at our congregation and the blend of our congregation. You know, we're probably not. And not that you shouldn't, but there's something about the physical page. I don't care how you think about technology. Because one thing with that finger on that phone, what can it do? What's can it do, John? Yeah, the finger wanders, not the mind, the finger, see? Blame the finger, not blame the mind, blame the finger. But there's something about when you have the page, right? Okay? So on the phone, it tells you or says, "You've been on the screen." What? 3 hours, 14 hours. 3 hours, you've averaged 3 hours, you've averaged 4 hours, you've averaged 2 hours a day. Now think about that.
I don't average that. I'm not on the phone that much.
I was down 13% this week. Oh, I'm not going to tell you what it was down to, but anyway, it was down. And it just hit me. Wow. Wow. No, I'm not. One thing about technology, it just, you know, something about it, you know, it just tells the truth. Now I want you to think about it. Whatever it is, and again, some of you are doing work, you're doing emails, so I'm not trying to be anti, I'm just trying to educate, right? You have to in this technology. You know, I just got recently an American Express card, and they want me, John, they want me to get online and go through all this stuff. They want me to get another password. I can't keep up with those things. But anyway, it's that world, right? And I'm wondering when they're going to get rid of this. Cash. You know, will we become a cashless? I don't know. And what will happen? I don't know that either. But anyway, so I want you to think about that. You can go on your Siri and you can find a plan. You can talk to someone else and find a plan. Okay, go to Siri, talk to someone else, then you sit down, look at the plans, and you develop your own. If you develop your own, guess what? You will be prone to stick to it. Now, I'm not negating trainers. I'm not negating all that. What I'm trying to say to you is God gave you a brain. Hallelujah. Use it. Now, the first fill in the blank. See, we're only at the first point, the first fill in the blank, and it's already 12 o'clock. My goodness. Here's the first fill in the blank. If you do nothing, you will intentionally accomplish nothing. You will intentionally accomplish nothing. And ladies and gentlemen, oh, have you not heard? Let's just talk about the physical realm. Oh, well, I've been overweight now, 50,000 pounds for the last 15 years. But what have you done? Well, I'm thinking about doing something tomorrow. Now, I don't know whether you being overweight 50,000 pounds is good for you or not. I'm not taking issue with that. You're saying you're overweight. Hello? And if you're saying it, guess what? You are. Okay? Come on now. If you're... Why is that so hard? I know. I mean, it's like, oh, well, the mirror doesn't lie, right? And some of you just want to break the mirror, right? Amen. Yeah, if I'm a young guy. But the thing is you don't do anything about it. Come on. It's for you. Well, I don't know about the gospel. Hello? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hello? Let's go back to screen time. Every day you're on the screen time, what? 2 hours and 9 minutes, 4 hours. Anyway, you hear me? And in that day, that's every day. And in that day, you have no time to read the word. You have no time to look at your personal self. Look at yourself and say, I want to improve. Again, whatever that is, I don't know what that is. I'm trying to help this morning. I'm trying to encourage you this morning. You develop your own plan. And you will do something when you have your own plan. Some of you keep on getting knowledge and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge. And sorry, you're not doing. Now usually, if you're in the world, there's a word that you would use, but I'm not going to use it. You're doing nothing. And you want people to feel sorry for you, and yet once they say something, oh, well, you just offended me. What? What's that all about? Because you're sensitive. Don't tell anybody. Yeah. It's just like telling me, oh, Pastor, I'm dealing with somebody, and they say, I want you to hold me accountability. I've said to them, are you really sure? You say that to me, and guess what? I'm calling you within a week, and I'm asking you about what you've asked me to hold you accountability to. Duh! That's why people don't. I'm telling you, I've been doing this a long time. People do not listen to what I'm about to say. Church people do not want personal accountability. Watch this. Anymore. That is why for the last 6 years, among Southern Baptists, it's been going down like that. I'm telling you the truth. And if you look at the growth of the Southern Baptist Church and you coordinate it with, now I'm not a rocket scientist, but the Spirit of God just tells me things. And when the Spirit of God confirms it, it's true. Since the massive explosion of the church wanting to go high tech, of wanting to bring in all the stuff into the church and the worship services, the attendance has gone down drastically. Teachers are not teaching anymore. They're letting videos do it. There's lack of responsibility. There's lack of commitment. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm not anti, see, I just found out, Siri, how old is John Weldon? Oh, I'm sorry. So there's stuff that is great. There's great, great knowledge. I use Google all over the place. I plug in the address and use it, so I'm not anti that. What I'm trying to say to you is that you develop your plan. Now, I've taken 30 minutes on my introduction, 20 minutes on the first point. The second point's a little bit longer, so you get to vote. You want me to go to the second point, which is a little bit longer, or do you want me to stop? They're so nice. You're so loving. I'm going to be loving back to you. I'm going to wait. Because you have plans. You have people to see. You have events to get to. So let's just start with building your own personal growth plan. Come back next week. And we'll go to the next three and go a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper. There's many blessings that I've received in the past 2.5 weeks, but I don't know if there's one that's more powerful that happened in a very small way. It was on Friday morning, and all of a sudden I heard at the table, as we were taking care of the grandsons and Danielle's getting Ethan ready to go to school, and I'm on the side over there, and all of a sudden I hear my daughter sharing a Bible story with my grandsons. There has been no greater blessing in the last 2.5 weeks than to hear her share the Bible story with her boys before they go to school. My daughter is an incredible planner. I mean, she plans everything. So she had to intentionally make sure she had the time to share with her boys. I wish I remembered the story. Wait a minute, it'll come to me in a minute. It'll come to me about 20 minutes, but because you guys want to leave. Elijah just came to me. Elijah just came to me, thanks to me. but it was that act. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, I mean, it's just that unexpected. And which tells me that wasn't, she didn't say, Dad, come here. I mean, I'm over on the side, you know, trying to wake up, and she's over the table without me. You know, and she talked about the Word of God to her grandboys. To my grandboys, her children, rather. There was no greater blessing than the 2.5 weeks than seeing that. She intentionally planned that. Now, I share that with the teachers. I share that. And, you know, in the morning, there's so much happening right now. Da, 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 da. But if you don't intentionally speak into their hearts about Jesus, they're not going to get it. There is a generation that we have lost. We've lost a generation. That's why I'm so committed to building hope, to reaching these children that are within a half mile of our church.
I need some help. I need some help. Need some help.
Give one to everybody, please. Just give one to everybody. Grace, give one to everybody. We got to try to reach them. We have to be intentional. That's what I'm talking about, okay? So I'm about ready to close. And here's the invitation. The invitation is intentional. It's always an invitation to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're outside of Christ, repent of your sins and trust in Jesus Christ. But the second intentional invitation here today is for you. Maybe you need to get up out of your seat today and you need to intentionally come down here and stand up and say, Lord, I'm going to intentionally develop a plan. Maybe you're going to come down here this morning, and what do you say? Why am I trying to get you out of the pew? Because I'm trying to shake you up. Shake you up. Shake you up to intentionally do something. Maybe you're going to grab your wife and say, let's just pray for our sons right now. Yes, your sons are out with, and you just want to, the man or the woman, you're just going to pray to yourself, right? Stand up, kneel down, whatever you want to. I'm going to pray. You won't forget it. You're going to bring your husband down here, and your husband's having some bad health issues. You want to just pray. You're going to bring your children down here, and you're going to pray that them have, they had prayer for my family. You pray. You pray for your family. And here's right now. So you said you'd give me 20 minutes. So I'm taking the 20 minutes for you to intentionally respond. How's that? Close your eyes, bow your heads.